In the text is the gospel for the day. Please stand for the reading of it. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them, "be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we did not burn any bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about this? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." When they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. This is the gospel of the Lord. It took a while, but after a while, the disciples did understand what Jesus was trying to tell them. They did understand that Jesus was telling them to guard against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The point is this, the question is this, do we understand? We have to say in return, yes, we do understand. After all, we are the disciples of our Lord Jesus too, and God has gifted us with understanding. But then perhaps we shouldn't stop there. Really, we shouldn't. Do we really understand? Meaning, do we understand all of the time? Do we always understand as clearly as we ask? Perhaps it is not all that much out of place when we say we do understand, also to test the question, do we? Yeah, precisely that is what we are to understand. Well, Jesus said we are to understand that we are to be on guard against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And what's that all about? Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and they asked for a sign, for a miraculous sign, for God to give them a sign that the kingdom of God had come. This is the problem with these folks. They were always about seeking to manipulate God to do things their way for their good in their own terms. You will remember that one of the things they believed very dearly was that they needed to do the right thing in order to be right with God and to get God to take care of them. And Jesus says, please, by all means, be on your guard against that kind of teaching. Well, then what are we to believe? We are to be taught by the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah in the belly of the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights. The sign that assures us that God himself has provided the way by which we are right with him. That God has provided that way in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. He has provided that way by giving us full and forever forgiveness of sin. We do understand. I do. Yeah, maybe there are times. Maybe there are times when understanding kind of fades and somewhat fails. Maybe it has to do with this comment of the disciples. It is because we didn't bring any bread. Think about it for a minute. These disciples evidently were feeling guilty. They had not brought any bread for the journey. They were feeling guilty that they had not brought any bread. They didn't need their bread to have bread. But nevertheless, they were feeling guilty about something that Jesus didn't want them to feel guilty about. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Can't that happen to us, too? That we sometimes feel guilty about things we need not feel guilty about, especially repentant sins, for which God has given us forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And yet there's a tug in us, that's a part of us, that sin presents within us, that causes us sometimes to be wanting to be and wanting to be miserable, believing that that's the way we need to be and to do to be right with God. Well, it seems to me that that's falling victim to the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And what happens? Well, we lose our joy, and we lose our peace, and we lose our power, and end up all those things. But there is another way, perhaps, too, to look at the text that has to do with the comment, it is because we didn't bear any joy. These disciples, blessed are they, they were so focused on bread that they couldn't even understand what Jesus was saying about the importance of teaching, God nourishing their spiritual life, their Christian faith in their life. They were so intent upon bread when they didn't need their bread in order to have bread. Well, can we relate to that? Well, I suspect that we can. Times when we are so preoccupied with bread, and our understanding fails, and we forget the words of Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. What we are to be about is believing that the same God who gives us forgiveness in Jesus Christ is one who gives us the ability to trust him through thick and thin to provide for all of our wants, everything that we need to support this body and life. And what we are to do is to give priority to nourishing our faith, to live the body, to grow in it, to live it out. But there's another way to look at the text. The text is not only a beware word of Jesus. I assure you that it is a powerful word of affirmation. It is the affirmation of the Son of James. The sign of Jonah in the belly of the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights, that the Son of Man in the belly of the earth has risen from the dead and has brought us to God. It is true. It is the assurance of the feeding of the thousands with a few letters that this God does take care of, and he does provide for all that we need for this body and life. Now comes joy, and peace, and power, because we focus on the most important thing, the nourishment that God provides for our faith and for our life. Do you understand? Yes, we understand, thank God. But sometimes we don't understand all that well. But then God steps in, and he corrects our understanding. And he has done it again. And the peace of God, which passes our understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Amen.